This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, Teague and Tierney here, CBS Sports Radio. Teague, our buddy, it's been a while. Brady Quinn, former Notre Dame quarterback, Fox Sports NFL analyst. Hear him on the radio a lot as well. Brady, Teague and Tierney, welcome back, buddy. How you been?
I've been well, fellas. Thanks for having me on. Hope you guys have been well.
We have been. Thank you. Appreciate that. And it's, listen, it, pure nuttiness. I mean, on the precipice of monster changes. We're already there with the players being able to monetize their branding, which is, and their imaging, which is a great thing. But now, of course, we know about Texas and Oklahoma. Mm-hmm. And we want to bounce around, but we really wanted to use you to get your thoughts on what you think Notre Dame is thinking right now. Because if it goes to, say, four super conferences of 16 teams apiece, I know the NBC money, et cetera, et cetera. But that could leave them out of the playoff picture. What is Notre Dame thinking right now?
Well, look, as it currently stands, I mean, if it was a 12-team playoff, they're not being left out. In fact, this only makes them probably happier as you know, being an independent. And reason being is there's nothing that states that they need to be a conference champion, and it opens it up, obviously, to, you know, more teams who aren't conference champions to be a part of it. So, in that scenario, in that world, I think they would much rather say to you, we'd rather have our independence to schedule the toughest schedule we can have, and we don't have to worry about that 13th game indicator. Now, granted, they won't get a bye. They'll never be a top four team.
Yeah.
But if you ask their athletic director, Jack Swarbrick, would he love to host a playoff game there in South Bend? You better believe he would. Mm-hmm. So I think with this current setup that they're proposing, and we can get into whether or not with the recent addition of OU and Texas eventually to the SEC, if that actually hurts or helps the case for a 12-team playoff. But, you know, as it currently stands, as far as that proposal, I actually think it only helps Notre Dame's chances as being an independent to getting in the playoff.
Hmm. You know, forget about what they're thinking for a moment. You played there. Obviously, you have rivalries. You know, you get to play USC, get to play some of the academies. Usually, Boston College is on the scale. Like, there's a lot of teams that you guys play that are repeat opponents here.
A lot of shillelaghs. A lot of shillelaghs we play for there. Yeah.
True. But, I mean, I don't know. I certainly enjoyed it in high school and in college. Like, I enjoyed being in a division and having more traditional rivals. Like, I don't know. Didn't you miss that? Or don't you think any of the players maybe want that?
Well, look, I'm ignorant to it because that wasn't what I was born into at Notre Dame. You know, I only knew, like, the in-state rivalry we had with Purdue, you know, when we played them while I was there. I only knew about the history and tradition of why we play Navy and how they helped out the university during World War II and made it into a training base. Obviously, the longstanding tradition and rivalry that was USC, and then obviously the history with Michigan and maybe a reason why Notre Dame's not a part of the Big Ten because of some bad history with Michigan and how that all worked out. So, you know, those were the rivalries that I kind of knew and was kind of born into. But since I've been in the broadcasting, like, I can see your point. I really can. You know, you go to all these different conference media days,
yeah,
and you walk around and you're like, this would have been cool.
Yeah.
Like, when I went to it, I was already, you know, after 8 years of playing in the NFL, it was like, I went to a media day, and I'm like, what am I supposed to do here? And they're like, no, people talk to you. They talk to the players, they talk to the analysts. And I was like, oh, all right. And so, yeah, it would have been cool. Because the other thing is, it's like, it's a resume builder, right? You play in a conference. If you're one of the best players in college football, there's a lot of other accolades that come along with that. And so just from that standpoint, too, it would have been something else besides, you know, really only aiming for a national championship every year.
Yeah.
And maybe that played a factor, too, in some of our bowl performances where, yeah, we were playing the BCS. It wasn't the national championship. It was maybe harder for guys to be quite as amped or excited about it, even though it was still a big deal back then.
Yeah, no, I think BT asked that question because of how I've been gassing him up about, I see the formation of super conferences coming simply for collective media bargaining rights, and then obviously the college football playoff, because the NCAA has been neutered so much, is more a deal with the four conferences as opposed to, you know, let the group of five whatever get in, or Notre Dame because they're independent, or BYU if they happen to have a season like they did last year with Zach Wilson. Like, it's more structured. Like, don't you feel that the exit of Texas and Oklahoma from the Big 12, now formally asking for permission to join the SEC, is going to start the boulder rolling downhill for the other conferences to also get to 16 and become super?
Yes and no. I mean, you have to think of, how does Texas A&M feel right now? You know, I mean, they weren't even consulted with all this, and they were the team that left the Big 12 because they wanted to be that Texas team representing the state in the SEC, right? That's always been the recruiting pitch against, you know, the Texases of the world, or whoever else you want to talk about in that state. So that's not even there anymore. I mean, they weren't aware of it. So that was a little bit awkward. I mean, I almost wonder, as much as you're going to go, Texas coming in, if you're not going to potentially lose some teams who might be saying, yeah, this hasn't worked out too well for us. Like, you know, I don't know that Missouri's been any more competitive. I think you can look at some of the other teams that might be disgruntled by, and they might say, maybe here's an opportunity for us to go to a conference we feel like we're more valued in.
Yeah.
And even though, you know, you're generating the most revenue in the SEC, you've still got to now divide that up amongst more teams. And so that number might come down a little bit. So, you know, look, do I think we're moving towards more of that model? Sure, you can make that case. But I also think there's going to be maybe some reluctance of a bunch of teams wanting to join the SEC, given how the SEC and essentially really ESPN has done this. I think there could be a degree of some other conferences being suspect of what the motives are, the fact that they did this a lot in secrecy. And this actually may hurt the case for a 12-team playoff, which ESPN controls right now with the college football playoff, mm-hmm. and only because of how they've gone about doing this behind closed doors in secrecy. I think it actually has rubbed a lot of different conferences and ADs the wrong way.
Interesting. Yeah. So we're talking to Brady Quinn. That's good analysis right there. Fox Sports analyst and, of course, former quarterback in the NFL. Notre Dame standout, won the Maxwell Award back in the day. I think that was 06. And Brady's with us here on Tiki and Tierney. So, you know, we've been kind of cherry-picking and illuminating the brands that could be on the move, and some brands that obviously would never move, like Ohio State and Michigan from the Big Ten. But the one brand that is going to be on the outside looking in, they've got to get their act together, don't get me wrong, but USC. I mean, if you're USC right now languishing in a bad Pac-12, you know, and all these other realignments going on, you've got to be a little jealous and antsy. I read an article yesterday, Brady, where they actually thought that there was a possible chance to introduce a West Coast pod to the Big Ten. What do you think where's USC in 5 years? What are they doing?
It's such a tough question to answer because, you know, that university, and I was talking with one of their alums, a former football player there, Petros Papadakis, whose family's very dialed in and connected there in L.A., and, you know, he knows better than anyone else, but he's very critical of USC, and I think really more the structure, you know, how they're run from their athletic department and really just the president, what they prioritize. Like, I think that's always the biggest issue with me and looking at the Pac-12 is it's culturally different when you go out west to a game. Like, mm-hmm. I had said this too about Pac-12 media days. Like, when you go out to the Pac-12 media day, it feels almost like an obligation, and they're kind of celebrating the athletes, but really not. Dude, when you go to the Big 12 and the SEC and the Big 10, it's a big deal. It's huge. It's not only even a big deal for the players and the coaches, but the people who are there. It's big business. It just feels more like an afterthought on the West Coast. And I'm not saying this to disparage any of those schools or any of the players or anything like that.
Yeah.
It's just different. And I think when you look at how they handled COVID, you know, there were some conferences that looked at it as an opportunity, and there were some that just were like, we'll kind of wait and see what everyone else does. That's what the Pac-12 did.
Yeah.
And we can be critical of the Big Ten all we want, considering how Kevin Warner's first year kind of played things out, but he was conservative. And here's the thing is, he made a statement early. Like, say what you want about the decision to not play as many games as the SEC or Big 12 or ACC, but he made that decision early, and he thought that everyone else would follow suit. Meanwhile, everyone followed more of the likes of the SEC, and then they went that route. But You know, when you're talking about the Pac-12, you're really talking about USC.
Yeah.
Because that is the brand that leads them. And unfortunately, you know, I don't know that there's a lot of, you know, faith in Clay Helton. You know, he's not in control of hiring that you know, coaches on his staff.
Wow.
I think people look at some of the guys on his staff and they say, Graham Harrell's the coach in waiting. That's a problem. Like, if you've got recruits who are looking at the guy who's the head coach, but they're thinking, yeah, this guy might be my head coach, like, that's a bit of a problem. So they've got a lot of institutional issues, I think, with the way they prioritize that, you know, the way people are looking at that program right now. They haven't recruited to the likes of what they need to be, but they haven't developed kids either. And there's just not a lot of buzz. There's not a lot of juice, whether it's in Southern California or the Pac-12 or even nationally about USC as a brand right now.
Yeah, no, you can. It's clearly that way. And there's always the thought that they're going to underachieve. Brady, we only have about a minute here. So the question about the Big 12, because Texas and Oklahoma have now informed them that they're leaving, what do they do? How do they survive? Or do you think it breaks apart?
Yeah, I think that's only two ways it can go. I mean, you know, they'll have to look at saying, should we just keep the eight teams we have? You know, we're still considered a Power Five conference. Or should we look at making additions and look at the AAC, for example? There's plenty of teams. There's one in proximity that makes sense. You know, Houston, the UCFs, the BYUs, et cetera, et cetera.
Cincinnati.
That actually would make some sense because when you look at their TV share, the audiences are about the same for some of those games. So it maybe makes sense from that standpoint. But you'd have to think that you got to do something to expand to get that number up. Otherwise, you're subject to then to other conferences coming and pulling your teams, you know, pulling them away from you. And now you're not going to have a Big 12 altogether. So it's either in the next 2 years, I think you're going to need to see that entire thing dissolve, or you're going to see them have to add some teams to the Big 12. I don't know if there's a middle ground where they just stay at eight.
All right, give me 20 seconds here. We did a lot of Brown stuff today. You're a former Brown. Expectations soaring. I mean, how confident should the Browns fans? I love them. I think they're the best team in the North. How confident should the fans be right now?
I definitely think they're a playoff team. They should be confident. I just don't know if they're the best. There's so much still with Baltimore, and even I have a lot of respect for Pittsburgh, so it's always hard for him to make that declaration right now without seeing Pittsburgh play.
Gotcha. Brady, really good stuff. Fox Sports NFL analyst, former Notre Dame star, played in the NFL. Brady, appreciate you, buddy. Brady Quinn, everybody. Thanks
so much,
man,
for having me, guys.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.